Hi, everybody. Well, we're here live again. So that's kind of Don counts us in, or Doug, and they always say, well, coming in live, and then they count down from five down to, you know, the time we come on. So we're always live when we're doing this. You want to add anything to that, Ann? Because I was thinking, well, what if he has us dead?
Well, it just reminded me that what's so wonderful about these shows is that even if you go back and listen to one that was recorded in 2007, it's still in the now when we listen to you and receive the healings that you do as samples on here.
Yeah, that's good. Yep, we're always in the now.
So we're always live.
Yep, we're always live. Well, since we're always live, let's do something for everybody out there who's live. Let's make sure that you're here, and then we'll do some type of trauma release or something. So here we go, everybody. So check your finger exercise. Put your index finger up and move it around. Put it in front of you. Just have your body show you, and you should automatically have your finger be directly in front of you. Some people get really mental and they go, well, it's an eighth of an inch off here or something. Well, you just kind of let your body know, and you're going to feel the energy as if you are now in the present moment. So if you're not, I'll bring you there. So here we go. So into the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And what you're doing there. Maybe you're a little bit off, so here we go, coming in again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's start the call here. So CBS call naturally, because we're on the phone, and you're on the radio. So let's see if you have any issues happen today for you that you liked or didn't like. So here we go, I'm going to release the energy. Think of something, and if you don't know of anything, then look at possibly a situation that you were in when you were a child, and we can clear that for you. Here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, let's bring up the light beams. So, we're going to bring in the male energies. Here we go. So, just check out the first light beam. I'm going to bring 3 light beams into the picture. So, I'll count to 5. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to bring in the second light beam. Picture. So 3 of them are coming your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Third light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll turn it over to Ann here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and thank you so much for activating the light beings and all those lovely clearings you did for us already. It is Saturday night on the Light Ship, my favorite show of the week, so welcome, everyone. If this is your first time on a Saturday night show, we will be taking a trip to the Light Ship where you can request one physical healing, so you might want to think about what you'd like that to be and perhaps even write it down so the light beings know what you'd like worked on. And I've said this a million times, but I'll say it again. If you enjoy our shows, you can listen to all of them anytime because they're all archived, but try to make a point to be on the Saturday night shows live because even though you'll enjoy peace energy during the trip to the light ship, you won't actually be taken to the light ship unless you're on the live show. So this is Creation Light Ship with Ron Amitron. And his website is creationlightship.com. If you have not been there, check it out. There's a lot of information and a lot of free healings you can do there. So, Ron, since at the beginning there, when you cleared us, you brought up childhood, and it seemed like you really hit on something there, because I could tell it was a little difficult for you to clear it for people listening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was kind of rough. And the date today, I don't know if I said it or you said it, but it's the fifth month, and we're in the ninth day, and it's 2015. So back to you, and this is a Saturday.
Thank you, Ron. I think I did forget to say the date, so thank you. I just wanted to share a question came in about childhood. Dear Ron, I am doing the gridline cording, and I put in my childhood home, and every once in a while I get a memory from childhood. Is that an indication that that needs to be cleared specifically, or should I just let it pass through me as they come up?
Yes, I would say that you're getting something from the past coming forward for you to get rid of. So, yes, you are connecting to some energies from the past, and that's a good clue because you're seeing it. So it's possible that that situation, that you're sensing could actually future cause you some harm. So it's coming by now, and that's what you want to clear out. So very, very good.
So maybe put it in, for instance, your fear body clearing or your emotional body or mental body.
Uh-huh. So whatever you think you're dealing with, as you saw that scene go before your eyes, we'll say, then kind of decide what clearing you need, because you're going to be able to probably relate to that. So that's what I would do.
Okay, great, Ron. And I have a question that I meant to ask you on the last show or a time we were discussing this. You have said a few times that we get blocked energies in our bodies. Is there any way to kind of figure that out for ourselves? Like should we be saying, when this happened, I have blocked energy in this part of my body, and is there any way for us to know where those things are to help release them?
Well, if you have an ache or pain in your body, then that's what you want to probably concentrate on. But right away, you know that you have something going on. What I would do, if you're trying to figure out, maybe what clearing you need, feel fine, but there's something bothering you, then, remember, you could have pain in your body, and it could have been with you for years, and all of a sudden you realize, gee, I have this pain, not conscious to you, only because you've had it. It's kind of like they say, when somebody has a car accident or something, that what hurts first is the strongest pain, and then once that goes away, then the next one kind of kicks in and until you're pain-free going through all your bruises and things. So that's kind of the way that some people just get used to having what they have. And nothing's wrong with that, but, at that point, you may want to release energies that you're aware of. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So if you know it, you're... Okay, got it. Got it. Okay. We have... quite a few messages today. I thought I'll start with some testimonials. We have a testimonial about the billboard clearing. And hang on, sorry. I'm so sorry, I closed that by mistake. Here we go. Billboard clearing and activation. Removing and replacing different things with the billboard clearing affected me in terrific ways that cannot accurately be put into words. Things that needed to be fixed on my billboard were indeed fixed. I felt calm and more in the moment as soon as the process started. I highly recommend this healing to anyone interested in getting as clear as possible.
Good.
And just so people know, what the person means by removing and replacing is it's quite an involved clearing. It costs $20 for a month, by the way, to do the billboard healing, and you enter into the box what you would like to appear on your billboard and also what you'd like taken away. And it's three different sections. You can do it for your past, your present, and your future. So it's really can be very focused on exactly what you want. And the past one is very interesting to think of the idea that you can activate how you appeared to people in the past. That sounds just very powerful to me. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah. Well, remember, everything that you're working with or living through, in a sense, is from your past. So once you realize that, then you want to clear your past, because your past is affecting your current reality. Everything from the past is kind of laid on top of you right now, and you're trying to weed your way through it, and you wonder why things are happening to you. As you go, I'm a good person. Why is this going on in my life? I shouldn't be having this problem. Well, it's just recycling. That's what happens. Oh, that's the sad thing about, the planet is controlling you and your natal chart. Is that the aliens kind of already have you connected to these energies. I'd say something else, but it may not sound too spiritual, you know? But anyway, aside from that, need to know that you can clear this stuff off and have a better life. That's what the website is about. Find out where your issues are, try to, see where they are, figure them out, see what's connecting to you, because there may be something that you go, this doesn't feel quite right, and, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I want to get rid of it. So that's kind of what you want to do, evaluate your own life. And if you think you're fine, there's people in the expos, and they go, I feel fine, I don't need an emotional healing, and you look at them, and, oh, they're a basket case, but they don't want to deal with an issue, or think they have to deal with an issue. In these clearings, you don't deal with them. Just show up, do the clearing, and voila, it's done. Just think, your whole lifetime clearing is probably 20 minutes. Oh, not going to be stuck somewhere that's an awful experience for you. Anyway, that's what you need to do, is to realize that, yeah, you can change your life if you choose to. Back to you.
Okay, and we have a comment that came in right before the show, but I want to go to that one now because it's kind of pertinent to what we're talking about. And I wonder if that doing the past piece of the billboard might benefit this person. So let me read this, Ron. I'm having an ongoing dilemma. I like being creative, but years pass without being financially successful. I look at financially wealthy people who became wealthy by pursuing business fields, such as becoming a software engineer or financial analyst of some kind, and not in the creative fields like being a musician or an actor. Every time I try working an office job, I get bored and feel a sense of dread because it's not creative. And when I do something creative, it's not making money, and it's a long shot to riches. I'm in a catch-22. I look at my multimillionaire cousin who became a CPA and owns a lucrative insurance business. He's different than me because he's running a mind program that landed him financial abundance. So, since I don't want to live in poverty the rest of my life and would like to improve the quality of my life substantially, is it possible for me to exchange my program for another program so that I wake up in the morning excited about working in finance or computers and make the big money and then be content about doing my creative stuff as a hobby?
That's very good. There's a lot of information there. Yeah, you can change your reality. You just need to know that you can do that. Want to get into the present moment doing the mind a heart drop, you may first want to write down what you want to have happen, okay? Because now you're in mental energy. So the mental energy, because you're living in the mental plane, and the mental energy is what you're connecting yourself with when you're in the mental plane. So write down what you want to do mentally, because that's where you're living. then do the mind to heart drop and get into the now and project that with source energy. All of a sudden, you may find things engaging with you that you had no understanding about. Also do the psychic billboard. But that's what I would suggest doing. And change it. Now, naturally, you know that you're being switched out every 10 minutes, okay? So for the new listeners, you go, what does that mean? Well, not to get too far out on this here, but just know that you're being switched out. We'll just keep it very, very simple. And a new you comes in every 10 minutes. So you can ask for a new clone to come into you that would like to experience, okay, your financial abundance being whatever that would be to you, okay? And that may help you out immensely. So that's what I would kind of look at or suggest doing, as you can get a clone that may love to do something and then work with your psychic billboard on it. Anything else to add, Ann?
No, I like that, Ron. I loved how you described writing it down, because you have said in the past we don't want to do law of attraction as it's traditionally taught culturally, because that's of the mind. But we do say, for instance, I just said at the beginning of the show, write down a physical issue you want to deal with tonight on the light ship. So there is something to writing something down, then connecting to your heart and kind of letting it go. And also maybe getting it really into your body, what it is that you want, and then let go of it. And the thing is, I did catch one sentence or one part of a sentence that this person wrote, which is that, you know, it's set up to fail. So you can't have that belief, right? You have to have faith, too, that things can actually be different.
Yes, you have to change your reality, and that would be maybe timeline crashing. Well, if for some reason you think, you know, I really can't do this, well, that's because you're on a timeline and you're probably being told by your mentors that you can't do it. Or you put yourself on the timelines that, you know, what you're asking for is an impossibility. Well, I would do timeline crashes on that if you believe and think that you cannot do something. So,
right, belief that creativity equals poverty or means poverty.
Yes, uh-huh.
And belief that being in finance or computers or something scientific means making money.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. I mean, you know, I think this person is a longtime listener and has done a lot of healings. I don't think they're, you know, asking this question anyway lightly, so, but I do believe that they can turn this around. So here's an interesting thought, Ron. We have a testimonial about the fear clearing, and I wonder if that might help that person as well.
Now, I'll do a sample of that for
okay.
people. So this is a fear clearing. Oh, remember, everybody, you know, the fear energy is really strong, and everybody might be dealing with fear on some level. So here we go. Releasing the fear. Oh, one. Two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, getting heavy, six, oh, we had seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I'd like to read this person's testimonial about the fear body clearing. This healing was great. Helped me clear out any fears and anxieties going on before an interview recently. Made it easier to stay heart-centered and in the moment. As soon as it started, I felt instantly stronger and more confident. As the timer counted down the seconds, it brought me closer to fully realizing how important these healings truly are for leading a better and more fulfilling life.
Yep.
So I hope that all those, you know, that discussion was helpful to the person that wants to change their life, their career around. Okay. Last night, you and Kathy got some emails, I guess, from a person that was suffering from some mental problems. And that person has written in again. So I want to share the mental health testimonial. I am diagnosed bipolar and schizophrenic, and have been having episodes of experience different from normal ones for many years. I have done dozens of healings. I would say almost 25% of the Creation Lightship healings. So it's interesting, they've written in to thank you, Ron, but also to tell us which ones, which clearings they've done that have really helped. And they said the emotional body clearing, which is, of course, the one you recommend everyone do first, the self-empowerment, which is wonderful. It's a bundle of several different healings. The dark side practitioner, which is interesting. I'm not sure exactly how this person, you know, what this person needed. It might even be someone from the medical profession might have been attacking him. But dark side practitioner is a clearing Ron has for when you know that someone is doing some kind of hocus-pocus on you and maybe cursing you and doing things to hurt you. And then the judgment clearing, and I didn't realize until this person wrote this in that we even had a judgment clearing, Ron, and it sounds terrific. So this person saying that helped them a lot. So can you tell us a little bit about the judgment clearing and why that's important?
Now, the judgment clearing kind of goes a little deeper than other, like, emotional clearings or whatever that you're doing. So what it does, if you're thinking a lot about judgment or you're real mental, I'll just do a sample here for you. So most people, you're an analyzer, okay? Let's just put it that way. So you're an analyzer, and that means that you're in judgment because you're analyzing everything and judging it good or bad. So if you're that type of person, that's what that clearing is for. You know, naturally you can use it for other things too, you know, if you're not that type of person, but mainly it's when you think, oh, poor me, this is happening to me. Well, you're judging yourself. And when you start looking at other people maybe having a better life than you, then you're judging yourself and, you know, with you know, using your yardstick to judge them, and if they're better than you, then they're on a different yardstick because it's much larger, and you can never up to those expectations because you don't incorporate and own who you are. Remember, you have to become your reality. I mentioned that on many, many shows, but if whatever you're trying to move yourself into, aspire to, whatever, you have to become that reality, or you're ever going to even come into the energies of it, because the energy is what you're looking at. Everything happens in the invisible first, and then it happens in the physical. So if you're afraid, like I mentioned on one of the shows, you know, with the $20 bill, and it has something that smelled on it, you know, you don't, when you're younger and you don't want to pick up a $20 bill any longer because it's icky, or maybe you were taught that, people who have money cheat people and they're bad people. And, you know, that could happen, you know, but regardless, if you have that mindset that everybody who's rich is a crook, we'll say, or cheats people, then, you know, naturally you don't want to do that. So along with that, you're not going to have any money because that's your belief system. A good person can't have money. In fact, that's what the New Age movement kind of like taught people, like you must be in poverty to be spiritual. Okay, and so you know, you need to get rid of those energies. And even when you start doing some of the clearings, very possibly, you know, you could start to lose maybe not your income, but you could lose friends that you know about because they don't relate to you. And so you need to reinvent yourself each time you do a clearing. And it's possible that maybe you could be, you know, kicked out of an organization that gave you lots of money before because you don't fit. And you go, wow, gee, how come I'm in poverty now? You know, I did some clearings, and now all of a sudden people don't like me. And now I have to get a job where, you know, it's not maybe financially abundant. That's only because the people haven't caught up with you yet. So you got to reevaluate yourself and get back into the energy that you are a good person and that you are able to accept money over again. Because maybe, you know, if you did get laid off from a job after doing a few clearings, it's very possible that the energies did not correspond here in the physical. You cleaned yourself energetically off. You feel wonderful, but your physical reality was in darkness. So you have to reinvent the wheel for yourself to come back into darkness, and then you're going to be okay. Does that make sense to you, Ann?
It does, yeah.
So what you want to do, you have to become your reality. So if you could want something, you know, you could say, I want to win the lottery tonight or tomorrow, you know, or whatever. And, you know, you may get something talking to you in your ear saying, yeah, you can do that. But have you become a lottery winner? Have you actually put your energy as already having it and owning it? You have to become that reality. Looking for a job, then you got to become that reality of that job. If you're not that reality, you never get it. Remember that the energy in the etheric, we'll say, in the invisible, has to be there first before you do anything. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron.
I was going to do a clearing. What clearing was I going to do?
A sample of the judgment clearing.
Okay, judgment. So here we go. So let's do one about you making lots of money. This will be a clearing on you to clean off the energy from you, why you're not doing that, okay? Because remember, everybody has their own history database, why they can't do that. So here we go. This is the energy that you're projecting to yourself. This is much like what would be on your psychic billboard. So releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So see how your body's feeling. And now we're going to do the same basic thing, but this is what people are thinking of you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again because that's pretty heavy. Remember, people are projecting that you can't do this. Maybe you ask some people or tell them that you're going to get a job making X amount of money, and they look at you and they go, look at you up and down with their eyes, you know, and go, well, yeah, good luck, you know. So right away, they're putting this stigma on you, and they're actually doing a psychic attack on you, fortunately, and now you've been slimed. So here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I do want to just continue with the testimonial that this listener wrote in, that's thanking you for the healings, the person that has the mental issues, because we appreciate this person very much for sharing this, because who knows how many people listening you're helping by your sharing and your openness about this. So anyway, they go on to say, I've been able to rise above the social negativity about dealing with a consciousness which is not the same as others, and supported myself with acceptance of my truths and gone within to expand myself through what has been termed mentally ill, in quotes. I feel a lot more pure in my state of consciousness and do not struggle with problems other people do. I know that I am just more sensitive and have allowed myself to be susceptible to spiritual energy more so. I think the healings allow me to be more myself and to evolve out of something that would just naturally be, I guess, killed off by the social ways of the world if not held in a responsible space. I have learned a lot about how to take care of my spirit from Creation Lightship and healings with Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice.
Yes, thank you so much for writing in. We appreciate it. Boy, the time is going by really fast, Ron, and I forgot to say, you'll accept some requests for rooms tonight, right?
Yes, so we'll go to the Lightship in maybe 5 minutes here.
Yes, so if anyone, we already have two people put in room requests, but if you have any others, put them into the fast chat page, and Ron will see them, or I'll pass them along to him. Okay, let me keep going here. Okay, we have a question about courting and the auric protection, which is, here it is. This same person cords me often, and I feel an energy drain. I have the nano clearing with the auric protection clearing. Once I do that with this person's name in the box, will the cording stop, or do I have to keep the healing on all the time? Is a person who cords us often like this likely our handler?
Boy, very possibly I would say yes to the handler part. The other thing is, as you start releasing cords, remember you could have cords on you from the age of 2. And so by doing a cord release, and you may want to get a whole lifetime, you know, energetic cording release and get rid of other cords on you that, you know, are probably, you know, getting rusty, you know, and stuff, you know, get them off you. I just feel better just by doing that. And some people know when the cord is released. I don't know what percentage, maybe 5% of the people who do physically cord people, you know, to see what they're doing, to check up on them, would know if the cord's released or not. But normally, under most conditions, you get a cord released, you're probably going to be fine. And once you get it off, you're going to know what it's like when it gets reattached. Until then, you're not going to know. You're just going to be feeling drained. So, you know, so let's do a cord release here for people. So here we go. Think of a body location that probably has pain. So here we go. Releasing that cord. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll release another cord. I'll do one from your power chakra. That's pretty common for most people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And so you were really talking there about people who intentionally court other people. Those are the people that sort of know what they're doing.
Yes, that is like, correct. And they would be, in a sense, a dark side practitioner.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, you may want to do that because they're doing a whammy on you.
Right. Okay. Because I assume a lot of the time people aren't aware that they're doing it. It's just kind of what goes on this planet. But that's an interesting thought that some people are intentionally courting other people. It's not very pleasant.
Oh.
Okay. So we're getting in some room requests. And we have somebody, a testimonial, Ron, about the timeline crashes. Okay, someone really worked on their timeline crashes and got taken off all sorts of public records, like voter's registration and driving ID, other government numbers, things that identify us and keep us on the grid. So this person is very happy. They're pretty much off the grid. It's almost like I never existed, getting ready for ascension. Even my emails were deleted for me. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, that's very interesting. And I'm sure the timeline crashes help with that a lot, but I just wanted to add, I don't know if this person did this or not, but all the natal barcode options would help with those kinds of thing as well, whatever you want to be disconnected from. Could be an old job, could be a school, you know, maybe you signed up for your alumni association in a weak moment and you're sorry now and you're being courted, or, you know, maybe you still get letters from the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts or something, and it's really good to, well, timeline crash as this person did, but also to put all those things that represent you out in the world into the natal barcode clearing. Is there anything else you want to say about that, Ron?
No, the timeline crash to do a lot of things. So normally people do timeline crashes for situations that they're dealing with. So, and that's like a nice Band-Aid for you. So that's the way I look at it. So if you do a timeline crash, it's only for a situation. It's not going to be a whole lifetime clearing, but it could resolve a difficulty or problem that you're dealing with, or circumstance or something, because it's not being regenerated. So that's what you're doing, is you're taking like the gas out of the gas tank, you know. So each time you replicate it, every 10 minutes by another alien race, they keep putting you on timeline. So you keep doing timeline crashes, and all of a sudden the energy, the information, or whatever you want to look at, what you're doing, the pain, the trauma, the fear, once that's released, then the real you doesn't really have that typically, and you're good again. So that's the reason why you want to do timeline crashes. We should probably go to the light ship.
Great.
Oh, here we go, everybody. So this only works live for the people listening. If you're on the program, listening on an archive, then you will feel peace energy. And if you want to go to the light ship, you must be live Saturdays. So here we go. Clean up and bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tea, garden, plants. Here we go. So one up, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. People are a little harder to get up here. I don't know why. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there now. So what room do you want to go in first?
Okay, we do have some of those sent in. Okay, the first one, I don't know if we've ever done this before, a garden or a farm room.
Okay, well, let's try this. So here we go. So I have to materialize something like that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're in that room now, so... No, we'll see Farmer John. So here we go. So wonderful energies here. And here we go. So enjoy that. You might actually see corn or something growing, or tomatoes or whatever. So we're in that room now. Request your one particular healing that you'd like to have. And whatever's in these rooms can help you. So next.
The next one is an interesting one also, a light planet, I guess planet of light. Can we do that?
Sure. So here we go. This will have to be little different. This will be one of the rooms where they have the blueprints for all the different planets. Oh, here we go. Going into this room, and you might actually see, in a sense, possibly pictures and or like videos, in a sense, of what other planets look like with their life forms. So remember, when you're a spirit that's going to create a planet, you're able to look at other planets, and then that can give you maybe a clue of what you want to have on yours, and maybe you don't want to have anything like that, but it's just available. So we're in this room where you're looking at this now. Okay, so here we go. Let's go into another location. We'll go into the deer room. So here we go. Deer room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, we're in there now, so kind of enjoy that. So back to you again.
Okay, we have a request for the centrifuge room.
Okay, this is used to help to release more difficult, maybe pains, or just energies that are stuck, that is just difficult. So here we go, releasing the energies. In the centrifuge room, you must think of something that you're dealing with that you need help with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was thinking, since the centrifuge room itself is so healing, today you talked about floating magnets. Could we also have the floating magnet room? Is that a room?
Yeah, so here they come. Do on the calls, normally on the 4-hour and 8-hour calls. So here we go. Floating magnets, these help to release pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Ooh, that felt good, Ron. Someone requested the room with the baby elephants.
Okay, here we go. So more energies here coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here they come. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. Hey, back to you. We'll do one more room here.
Okay. How about the room with the palm trees?
Hey, so again, request your one particular healing. Here we go. So stronger. We're in this room. Stronger. Stronger, bringing the energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back from the light shift now. And our animal, pets, flower, tree garden, plants are coming to us right now and coming back. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're back here. And remember, you're out of time, and you're also bilocated during that process. Ann, back to you.
Well, Ron, I was thinking about how at the beginning, as we were going to the light ship, you felt some heaviness. Like, I was wondering if maybe some people were resisting, and I thought maybe we have some new people on, or, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit more about what the light ship is and why you go there and you take us there and everything.
Okay, yeah, the reason why I was heavy is because new people have not had an emotional clearing. And so automatically the clearings that I do is maybe, 100 times harder because they have not cleared themselves out. So you need to have an emotional clearing, and that's probably why I was yawning, having difficulties, because they had to release the energies from you to bring you up to the light ship. The light ship is what Jesus talked about as, the Father. So just take the word Father and put it as creation light ship. And not that everything in the Bible is correct, but that's a good way to start off with that, just to get some understanding. So snow clearing is, like I said, what you need to have if you wish to have a more peaceful life. And you may get a lot better results going to the light ship, because what happens is when you have the emotional crud on you, that never gets healed on the light ship, okay? The light ship just heals your spirit, and it clears the energies, and your body is up there physically. But when you come back after having your healings, then automatically these emotional body, the emotional body, the fear body, the trauma body, the pain body, you know, there's many, many bodies that reattach to you. And that can take away your healing because you haven't worked on yourself. So that's kind of what the process is. You need to get that clearing so you're able to, you know, live life better. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe we, you know, people were kind of saying, what, I don't want to go anywhere. But it probably wasn't that, huh? It was that just that there haven't been cleared out yet of their dense energetic bodies, and they were a little hard for you to move them.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. Okay, and while we're on the subject of the light ship, tomorrow Ron has his 8-hour call that he does these every month. Today we had the wonderful 4-hour call that kind of kicks off the month, and it was wonderful. And then tomorrow, Sunday, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, Ron takes us for an 8-hour healing to Creation Lightship, and the next two Sundays after that are the same thing. And you can still sign up to join us on those calls. All the information is on Ron's website, and it's wonderful, wonderful experience. And do you want to add anything about the 8-hour calls, Ron?
Oh, we just get rid of the alien critters, we'll call them, that are with you, living inside of your body, and that's kind of what happens is they get released, and you feel better.
Okay,
so,
you certainly
what
do.
What you don't have, and, you know, once you get them released, you feel better.
Right, you sure do, so thank you so much, Ron. Another thing I wanted to just remind people that Ron has three wonderful healing. He has many free healings on his website, but he has three wonderful ones that you can only get by requesting them. And you need to send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we, if you request them, we'll send you the link to three free healings, the Clone to Light, Alien to Light, an alien-human hybrid to light. So, and also that's the address you can write any questions, comments, or testimonials to if you'd like. So CLS, short for Creation Lightship, questions@yahoo.com. And we really enjoy hearing from everybody with anything you have to say at all. And Ron will answer all your questions and listen to all your testimonials and comments. So thank you for all of those. And we have someone wrote in a clone experience. Shall we move on to clones, Ron?
That'd be good. Yeah, yeah. So the clones are here. Most of the population are cloned. Not cloned humans, but clones. So we have cloned humans, which are about maybe 5% of the people on the planet. And then the other 95% would be the clones. Clones, I believe, are coming in here typically probably created by the Greys. That may not be 100% accurate. And they're also, you know, attaching to a lot of the Palladian energies here. So I'm not trying to bash any other aliens or things, but that's kind of what happened. So regardless who, how, why they came, they're here because they can be controlled very easily. And the human has more thought, you know, is able to connect with the mind energy of darkness, which is a kind of unfortunate, but at least you're able to think and maybe navigate your way out of something, where a clone is run by a program, and they don't have a spirit inside of their body. But it may look, and you can tell them because they have really, really bright eyes, and that's maybe the main clue that you can see. So if you see somebody with really, really bright eyes, normally they're blue in color, typically, you know that, aha, that's a clone, and they'll ask lots of questions because they got to get information for their database. So that's one thing that you can realize is that they're question answers. They don't have much of a emotional energy. So if you give them some kind of bad news, like, you know, my dog got run over today, doing or something like that, and if you just say you don't feel too well, and you, and they go, oh, how come? Collecting more data, and you go, well, my dog got run over and is dead. They'll look at you and say, oh, okay. They won't have any emotional reaction. You might just try that just to see what happens. And then you know that you're dealing with the non-human. You're dealing with the clone. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, this person wrote in that I have a clone in my life, I believe, and I always thought this is an opportunity for me to not judge and stay peaceful no matter what they say. But now I'm wondering if this being has been programmed with a certain negative message that they're just going around and giving that same negative message to whomever they run into. Is that how the clones are set up to work?
Yeah, you could, you know, if you go into any kind of store and you buy something, that's really, really, you're going to be having a one-on-one, you know, conversation with somebody. They're going to have all about the same questions as they got to fill up their database. That's kind of the way it works. So, and some of them get kind of uppity at times because they're, maybe they learned that from somebody else. So you just got to kind of, you know, go with the flow on it. But, you know, you'll start understanding what's going on the more that you interface with these things. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have a couple of comments that came in just tonight during the show. Someone wrote in very nicely, the individual who was diagnosed with the mental disorders needs to do the entity clearing. So they didn't mention that they had done the entity clearing. I hope that they have because the entities are so pervasive. Can you talk about that for a moment, Ron? And I hope that person's listening tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of a must because entities will come in, especially if you have some drugs that you're taking because you may not be fully conscious and they can come in and override your system. So, yes, that's a very, very important clearing because what's being diagnosed with you may not even be real, but the entities are making it real. And then also, I would do timeline crashes on your situation. As they're putting you inside of that box, and that box that they're putting you into can cause you harm or prevent you from getting out of the box because you think that you're bipolar or whatever the condition is there, and it may not even be what they're thinking of, but they are putting you into a mindset, and their mindset is controlling you. You want to get out of that system. Do you have anything else you can add to that?
No, but I know that the entity clearing is so important because they're just everywhere, and they really can affect everybody. And I wanted to bring up something you said last night, Ron, on the show with Kathy, that people that come up to you with their very powerful presence and words and speech or story, you know, and they have their set of facts, and that really struck me when you said that last night. And I would imagine that many doctors are like that. So when you're given something like a diagnosis or a, you know, like I'm sure this person has gone through lots of it. You know, you're going to have this medication for this problem, and you're, as you said, you're being labeled and put into a box. And I believe how you said that last night was those kind of people are putting you on timelines.
Definitely, yeah. That's what happens when you get a psychic reading. You know, the person kind of cements that into place, and or you don't even know anything about it. and, you know, all of a sudden they tell you, wow, this is going to happen to you, and all of a sudden you're on that timeline and you're waiting for it to happen. Especially, you know, if they said, you know, I see money in your life coming, and it's, you know, going to be in, you know, within a month here. So every day that you wake up, you're going to be looking for that money. And that's going to be timelines. Now, what happens when you're on, maybe they say you're going to get $100,000, you know, from somebody. So I'm just, you know, putting this number out because it is a large number. Okay, so all of a sudden now you're waiting for the $100,000 to come to you. Well, the dark side might see that and say, oh, this person's going to get $100,000, or we're going to make them now be in debt for $120,000. We'll sabotage them because they're getting this money. You've got to take it away. Remember the old saying that the Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away? Well, that's what they do. So just by doing that, that person can give you a lot of harm. So back to you.
Right. I know years ago I went to a psychic, and I guess about 8 or 9 or 10 months later I remembered it, and I said, wow, everything she said was really did come true. So she really was a good psychic. That now I'm so impressed. But now I think, oh, maybe she just cursed me and set that up for me to happen.
Yeah, it could be. You know, it's hard to say. You know, I don't want to bash psychics, you know, but remember, they are putting you on a timeline because you don't really know about it sometimes. So you don't want to get put on a timeline that's going to harm you. And when you get told something that is really, really good, even though, and it could be good, you know, just know that you want to be careful and not completely back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Someone wrote, trip to ship, thank you. So thank you for the thank you, listener. Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, when I was referring to this person that wrote in tonight, I was saying mental problems, but really when you think about it, if you keep your spirit in your body and your thoughts in your heart center, you solve all the problems. And we could all say that we all have mental problems because that's where all our problems come from, right? Going into the mental and the mind programs and everything and
that's
letting
correct.
That rule us.
Yep, that's it. Everything comes from the mental realm. So,
we have another question, Ron. Are we going to go a little longer tonight?
I think we're good for 5 minutes. So.
Oh, great. Oh, we already went long. I didn't even realize. Okay, so someone has a question about requesting a different clone. So if we're changed out 6 times in an hour, should we write it down on paper and put it on us? Like, I think it might be the same person that we were, you know, talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah, put it on paper so that when they see you, remember you're being beamed up and down in consciousness, we'll say, being turned off and on, whatever way you want to look at it, and you don't know when you're not here, so you think you're always here, but you're really not. You're here just as much as you're not here. Maybe even maybe the energy of you isn't here hardly at all. Really know when you're here. So they're going to read that. And you may just put down, yeah, I want to have a much smarter clone.
Well,
they obey that.
Right.
Say, okay, why not? We'll see what we can do for this person.
Okay, well, the follow-up to that was the person's asking, why would they want to do what we request?
Why would you want to? Well, that's up to you. You don't have to.
No, I mean, he meant why would the aliens who are cloning us want to honor our request?
Well, if they think that you're going to get more, they're going to get more energy off of you, and you found a way to do that, of course they're going to probably oblige you because they're living off that energy. Well, that's okay. How you have to look at it. They're going to steal energy from you regardless. Any way that they can, okay? And so why not input into their system, you know, a way that you can benefit yourself?
Got it. Okay. Okay, so I think everyone enjoys it so much, Ron. At the end of the shows, you do the mind to heart drop. But I was wondering if tonight, we have a few minutes yet, could you perhaps align our chakras and close down our crown chakra and then do the mind to heart drop?
Yeah, here we go. So let's work with that. So, oh boy, here we go. So heart chakra, realigning that. Good. Throat chakra, moving that over. Good. Going down now. Up to your third eye, I mean. There we go. And now we're going down to your power chakra. That's looking pretty good. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. A little bit off on a lot of people right now. Here we go. Okay, next we're going to close your crown chakra down. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That should be feeling a little better. You may feel like you're more contained. Okie doke. And next, let's do the mind to heart drop so that you can do yourself whenever you choose to. And the more often you do it, the better you're going to feel. This takes 20 seconds to do, and it puts you into the present moment, into the now. That's where you want to live. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you and getting rid of negativity first here. So I'm going to do an emotional clearing here for people. That's needed here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, well, let's have a three, well, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Much, much better. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. And in your spirit, to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you all. And thank you, Ann, and we'll see you later. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Bye.
Bye.